The next case is 98-1010, Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company versus Roger Chase, the tax commissioner.
This intangible asset was booked as was required. Apparently, an accounting particular rule required Goodyear to book this, and it was included in the denominator of the property factor, as I understand the brief.
Yes, it was.
And so that, I mean, arguably, is an acknowledgement by the taxpayer here that this was indeed one of its intangible assets. At the time.
Let me take that in two parts. Yes. First, as to the network, this case is not about
right.
Network.
Yes.
Network is capital surplus.
Net income, we know that.
It's income or contributing capital, mm-hmm. Right, and sales of stock. Network is a book accounting concept. And in fact, they're not arguing that the book accounting treatment or that the ADA serves to exclude. From the network competition. And it was booked. It was booked really because of the income effect. The FASB 88 requires a re-inclusion in income of amounts previously deducted as pension contributions when there is a pension plan. There wasn't an annuitized or part.
In all events, it gets into the denominator.
I got into network.
Did it also get into
the first step?
Right.
The taxpayer. Then has argued in the application for correction that the amount should be included from the numerator of the bracket. Quite frankly, at the time the application was filed, they did not argue for excluding from the denominator. The failure to exclude it from the denominator, quite frankly, would be favorable to the Goodyear.
I thought that
from both the numerator and the denominator, the court determined that that is appropriate. Nevertheless, we both
thought their argument on that point was also, at least also, that it's inconsistent to say it's owned property for purposes of the denominator, but not owned property for purposes of the numerator. Isn't that their
argument? It's not an inconsistency, Your Honor. I think it is a matter of the application for review and correction. Complaining of the errors of the commissioner, complaining of the error of the inclusion in the numerator. The language of the statute is different slightly for the denominator than it is for the numerator. However, I don't think any inference can or should be drawn from a failure, an alleged failure, to complain of the error of the commissioner failing to remove from the denominator. It always seems to us that we don't have an obligation to point out each and every error the commissioner may have made in the franchise tax issue or any other tax.
In your favor, in this case.
In our favor.
But I guess like the Chief Justice, in my view, is not so much that it was something you should have raised or needed. I see your point. If it's in your favor, why should you pipe up? On the other hand, it's not so much that as it's indicative that an acknowledgement by the taxpayer here that this was an asset, the value of which was included in the taxpayer's tax base. And then we get to the situs question, is
it? The inclusion of tax base is a book accounting concept.
Mm-hmm.
That is an argument about that. I agree that it properly is part of the net worth as such. However, that net worth concept is quite different than the property practice. That net worth, a company can have very little property assets with no net worth.
But it's included in the denominator, which is the net book value of all property owned or used wherever situated. I mean, that amount was, I guess, conceitedly included.
Well, it was included. Originally in both halves of the bracket that we bought for
right. Is that not of some import that's acknowledged to fit those words? The denominator, net book value of all property owned or used wherever situated.
Well, all property
I thought your argument was that this is not property owned by Goodyear because it's surplus pension money goes into a trust and you can't get it.
That is precisely the argument.
So it wouldn't be for the denominator language. It wouldn't be your property either, would it?
I would have to agree with that, and I think that if the court determines that it is not property, as we've argued.
Issue of ownership. Can you give me your strongest argument in response to the commission's argument that this is really, there's this reversion, the money can actually be, as I understand, reverted back to the...
Well, reversion, let's take it in two steps. Clearly, this money is not owned by the year. That's just owned for you. It is not owned because the title
was sure of getting
the The term of the trust is required by the federal tax law were that the money could not come back to the company unless and until all the steps were taken until the next plan terminates. That was not done until 1988. As a precondition to doing that, there are notices to be given to the guarantee corporation, which has the power by action within a certain time frame. The whole termination agreed to have that law. So there was no all the assets were owned by the trust. could not, under the law, get a hold of that. So I think, you know, it was not owned in any real sense of the word.
But with shareholders, what were they like?
The only thing that the shareholders would have seen is the book income from the Fasby NBA revision. I assume, I don't know for a fact, the footnote is like the money is not available to the government.
But it's in the earlier year, it reflected.
And that was reflected in the surplus, and I'm sure it was footnoted.
An overfunded pension plan. I mean, it's sort of, first of all, she still seems at odds with the booking it under, is it FASB? How do you say it? FASB 88. Okay, seems at odds with that, but yikes, to say it's not an asset when it's an overfund, I mean, from an accounting standpoint, everybody can see that this is. Just that it's not, as we call it, in the bank. It's not yet, you can't cash it.
A lot less than in the bank. There were the 1986 Act, I think, it was only a partial
But isn't the fact that, I'm not sure, counsel, but isn't the concept that there is this fund, it's obviously overfunded. Then the annuitization was a working out of being able to pull that cash from the trust.
You don't really know for sure that there's a surplus before you start to move that. You don't know for sure what the business will look like for a plan of this size, $1 billion.
Must have anticipated it, though, because there's a provision in the trust that says it reverts.
The provision in the trust is that it only says it reverts when it is permissible to be reverted under the federal tax code.
And, of course, it permits it if it's excess.
Only to the extent permitted under the federal tax, and that requires not only full funding, but also an effective approval of the pension benefit guarantee association, just a formally terminated plan.
And that you use the word formally, and that's what I'm thinking. This is essentially formality.
It's much more, I think, than formality. Pension benefit guarantee association.
They can be difficult, right?
Right. And I think the timing and the fact and the amount of the reversion is far less clear. But there is something to be before that whole process is completed and
that point, there's really no question. We've got a good handle on what's going to take to shut this down.
The regional handle on the earlier, great spot mobility of the asset. What year was good year in play on top of the table? I'm not able to tell you precisely. I don't believe it was maybe 6, I believe it was prior to that. But fairly close in that time frame. And so the management director of the corporation would have been looking at
legally attainable by the corporation. We talked about receivables. There's no problem
the trust document contemplated all that.
Absolutely, provided in 4.98-6, or in the
thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Butcher, you've used your time. We'll take 30 seconds.
Thank you. Just very briefly, the Butcher quotation, I don't think it's for all that adult compliance. It's a question of whether it's real property that is owned by a lessor or it's fair receivable. That's a long way from what we have in this case, which is the right of here.
Thank you. The case has been submitted to you.